Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie, and a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Today, Lucas from Lodi is playing. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning.
You're in social media and events?
Yes.
So what specifically do you do?
So I work for Yelp, actually.
Oh, nice.
Marketing, and we go and eat a lot of cool food, and I take pictures of them.
That's cool.
Nice.
What a fun job.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
All right, today's jackpot for Are You Smarter Than Katie at $320. We're getting close to our record, by the way. I think it's, what, 340 or 360?
340, I think.
340, all right. But Lucas, all you got to do is get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win $320. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Earlier this week, a former writer for Sesame Street said that Bert and Ernie are, in fact, a loving couple. Sesame Street Workshop said, that's not the case, they're just best friends. Sesame Street has aired on which network since 1970?
PBS.
Question two, Jimmy Fallon celebrated his 44th birthday yesterday. Which 2005 Boston-based baseball movie did he star with Drew Barrymore?
I don't know.
Question number three. K-pop boy band BTS will make history next week as the first ever K-pop group to speak at the United Nations. With 13.3 million followers on Instagram, they are one of the most popular boy bands in the world. What does the K in K-pop stand for?
Korean.
Question number four. A year ago today, Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico and caused $90 billion in damage. What is the capital of Puerto Rico?
San Juan.
And question five. A postal worker in Wisconsin admitted to stealing 6,000 cards for cash and checks inside over the last year. If she stole 6,000 cards in the last year, how many would she steal in 8 years?
48,000.
Katie!
Okay.
There she is.
He's extra obnoxious today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. This is Lucas from Lodi.
Hi, Lucas from Lodi. That's fun to say.
That is fun, right?
He's in social media and does reviews on Yelp.
Oh.
And does writing and does a bunch of stuff involved with Yelp.
So. I was going to say, can't anybody do a review on Yelp?
Yes.
But.
Yes.
But.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Okay.
Does it worry you, Lucas, that you have a job that anybody can do?
You know, not too much. I have fun with it. I do some extra stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Maybe you could teach Kevin how to do social media because he's our social media.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Kevin does a great job.
He does a great job, Kevin.
And you know what? He's a pro, so don't listen to me, okay? Ooh, he is mad.
I got your back, Kevin.
Kevin, I think you do a great job. Okay.
Kevin just mouthed, I'm pissed.
Okay. All right, Katie, you're playing for your 110th win today. The jackpot sits at $320. Are you ready?
I am.
If you want to do a behind the scenes to see how we do Are You Smarter Than Katie, we're on our Instagram Live right now. If you want to give us a follow at End1065. Question number one. Earlier this week, a former writer for Sesame Street said that Bert and Ernie are, in fact, a loving couple.
Right.
Sesame Street Workshop said, that's not the case. They're just best friends.
Come on.
Sesame Street has aired on which network since 1970?
PBS.
Correct.
By the way, it's now only reruns on PBS.
Oh, now it's
HBO bought it 3 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, great. Question number two. Jimmy Fallon celebrated his 44th birthday yesterday. Which 2005 Boston-based baseball movie did he star with Drew Barrymore?
Jimmy Fallon was in a movie?
3 seconds.
Pocket car.
Yeah. How do they spell that on a poster?
P-A-W-K.
Oh, yeah.
C-A-W.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Was that it?
No.
Oh.
Fever pitch.
Oh, wow.
Question number three. K-pop boy band BTS will make history next week as the first ever K-pop group to speak at the United Nations. With 13.3 million followers on Instagram, they are one of the most popular boy bands in the world. What does the K in K-pop stand for?
Korean.
Correct. Question four. A year ago today, Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico and caused $90 billion in damage. What is the capital of Puerto Rico?
3 seconds.
Puerto Rico.
3 seconds. Three.
Oh, my.
Two. One.
San Pablo.
San Juan.
Oh, man. That was close.
San Juan. And question five, a postal worker in Wisconsin admitted to stealing 6,000 cards for cash and checks inside over the last year. If she stole 6,000 cards in the last year, how many would she steal in 8 years?
Okay.
3 seconds.
48,000.
Whoa!
Yay! Whoa! She got it!
Yeah!
Wow!
Guys, did I just learn math?
Look at
Jeez,
you.
How impressive.
Somebody said that I'm getting smarter because we're doing Are You Smarter Than Katie every day. And I got to say, that might be true.
Wow.
Well done. Well done.
You know what? Rain said there's no way she can ever figure out 6 times 8.
Listen.
I didn't say that.
I wish you wouldn't say that, Rain.
Okay. All right. Well, today's final score, Lucas 4, Katie 3. Lucas wins!
Wow!
He's the winner!
No!
He is smarter than Katie!
No!
Wow!
Oh, my
Lucas,
goodness.
$320!
Wow.
Oh, it feels good.
It feels good.
I'm sure it does.
And if history has taught us anything, tomorrow will be a loss, and Monday will be a loss.
You know what? The last time that I lost, that didn't happen.
Yeah, that didn't happen last time.
So,
that was pretty impressive.
Pay attention, or get out.
I'd rather get out.
Lucas, congratulations. You win today. $320, the jackpot.
Did you get fever pitch?
No.
I didn't.
Okay.
That was the only
okay.
one he missed.
Okay.
But Jimmy Fallon's been in several movies.
He has?
Yeah, really? He was in a movie called Taxi with Queen Latifah. He was in Whip It with also Drew Barrymore again. He's been in a bunch.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Did he win any awards for any of those movies?
Absolutely oh, God, okay. not.
No,
just
no,
checking.
No, no.
All right. So we'll reset the jackpot tomorrow to $20. Her record stands at 109 wins and 22 losses. Lucas, again, congratulations, my man. Go ahead and tell everybody what we now know.
I am smarter than Katie.
Oh, wow. Man, it feels bad to hear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.